So yes, I absolutely am positive and keen to vaccinate people as much as possible. We generally will vaccinate people who are at higher risk of getting really unwell with the illnesses we're vaccinating against. So particularly people as they get older, or people with health conditions that put them at risk. So as every year, we have a flu campaign to stop people get a flu or influenza. That kicks off around September every year. So as you say, Lucy, we've been inviting all of our vulnerable people in for flu jabs. So that will be anyone over 65. And anyone with a range of other health conditions, be that asthma, diabetes, etc. Also, there are two other things which we are inviting people for. One of them is COVID-19, which comes around twice a year still, but that's for a smaller cohort of vulnerable people. So that's people who are over 75 or who are at even kind of higher risk. So people particularly with on medications which dampen their immune system, people have had transplants, that sort of thing. And then the third vaccine, which is a newer one, is something called RSV. That stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It's not a memorable name, but it's one that's been around a long time. It particularly affects babies and older people.
So with children, do they have to have a jab? Because I'm aware of like one they can take up the nose.
Well, for babies, yes, it is a jab, and they it's under ones, and it depends a bit on the age of the child according to the time of year. So it's a jab for the under ones, and that stops an illness called bronchiolitis, which is the kind of commonest bug which actually takes babies to A&E and to be admitted to hospital. And then for the over 75s, they'll also be offered this RSV. A bit like flu, there are different strains which we target these vaccines to.
COVID-19, I've heard there might be a new variant. I'm guessing there's new variants all the time. This jab will sort those variants, or is there something we need to be looking out for particular with a new variant, or just be generally aware?
There are new variants happening all the time in different pockets of the world, particularly living in London and the southeast of England. You know, it's a very mobile population around here, so people are travelling all around the world and coming back here to the UK, particularly the southeast. So, yes, constantly these things are being monitored around the world, and the COVID jab is slightly tailored each time there's a vaccine rollout to the commonest variants.